morning, everyone. Dr. Tim O'Shea here. Welcome to The Doctor Within. This is podcast number 711, Why COVID is the Only Disease in History That Won't Go Away.
It's gone on far too long now, don't you think? I mean, how long are you going to keep wearing a mask, walking down your own street by yourself? Never thought we could be this lazy that we'd keep believing the same tired, transparent lies of corporate media month after month. In this video, we'll take a quick look at how they're dragging it out and why. Who benefits when no one can prove that there are any cases of COVID at all? And when the numbers in any state can be so easily manipulated to whatever result is required by means of false positive tests on people who never showed up and on people who had other diseases who supposedly tested positive, a COVID diagnosis always trumps any other. This is just one way COVID may be perpetuated indefinitely to the advantage of the groups we're going to discuss below. Now, remember at the beginning how it was just supposed to be for a couple of weeks, and then we would all look forward to the end of each month that it might be over, and every time it was extended, and we always said, well, they can't continue it past one more month, and then 4th of July weekend rolls around, and we had that phony outbreak across 37 states, remember? But now, no one expects anything anymore.
I think by now we can all agree that there are those among us today who are intent on destroying this country. People who despise everything we stand for, who are determined to corrupt our ideals and erode our belief in basic human freedoms. The threats they present are real, and they're increasing every single day. It's beyond controversy that the COVID phenomenon is the greatest catastrophe this country has ever faced. With no signs of abatement, most states are just as imprisoned today as they were 6 months ago. So, this is your new life now, the life you have accepted, the diluted version they've allotted you, where the basic freedoms you've enjoyed all your life have been decimated overnight. Here are just a few of the ordinary activities of American life that have been suddenly snatched away from you and your family. No more access to schools, businesses, offices, restaurants, retail stores, movie theaters, sports events, concerts, bars, nightclubs, vacations, international travel, zoos, sequeria, Broadway shows, Las Vegas getaways, barbershops, beauty salons, churches, bookstores, lectures, business seminars, family reunions, weddings, and funerals. All these have been taken from your life. For your children, there's no access to schools, group sports, parties, parks, tennis courts, baseball games, basketball courts, soccer fields, martial arts classes, dance classes, art classes, tutoring, libraries, amusement parks, beaches, theater programs, community swimming pools, summer camps, birthday parties, sleepovers, normal contact with their friends and peers. All of these have been taken away from the lives of your children, and it's fine with you, right? This is the life we've been left with. You're locked down at home, limited only to highly censored online contact with the outside world. Shadow banning, throttling, etc. When you do venture out, Your oxygen intake is severely restricted everywhere by face masks, which are proven to promote infection and respiratory disease. And there's no outcry, no protest, no blowback, no opposition. Everybody pretends this is just a vacation. This is the only topic worthy of discussion today. Without our normal lives, talking about anything else is just a distraction. Despite all attempts to justify it, we can no longer fool ourselves. This is the worst period of American history right now. Worse than Pearl Harbor or 9/11, 100 times worse. Mainly because we can't see the end of it and its effects on our children. The ongoing lies, confusion, duplicity, disrupting every aspect of our daily lives, undermining the traditions and achievements of the greatest political experiment in history, the USA. We're so complacent to allow these bureaucrats to suspend our right to make a living, to provide for our families, to travel, to go to church, to assemble, to patronize the establishments of our choice, to draw a normal breath. We've allowed all this to go on far too long now. Next, I want to talk about weapons for a minute, the weapons of history up until the 20th century. Guess what weapon in all that time killed the most people? Give up? It was the gladius, the simple Roman broadsword. In all the Roman wars and conquests for over 500 years, the gladius was the standard issue weapon for soldiers. From Julius Caesar's Gallic Wars up until when the Germans took over 5 centuries later, all those invasions, all those campaigns were won by the gladius. Millions slain, oceans of blood. Later on came gunpowder, pistols, rifles, tanks, bombers, rockets, and ultimately nuclear weapons, of course, and millions more were killed. But the point here is that with all these types of weapons, down through history, never has there been a weapon anything close to the one that conquered the entire world this past March without firing a single shot. It started with that one online announcement on March 16th by that slovenly Santa Clara County bureaucrat mumbling through her handler's prepared statement telling us what? We all had to stay at home until they told us to come out because of some virus they said was in the air, etc. And we all obeyed. And in 1 week, based on no evidence, all California followed suit, total lockdown. By the next week, the entire U.S. did the same thing. And then, 2 weeks later, all the countries of the entire world tagged right along, like lemmings over the cliff. And just like that, with a snap of the fingers, the whole world was conquered. No expensive armies, no protracted invasions, no cold, muddy trenches, no corpses, no bombs. Without a whimper, with no opposition, everybody just caved. What, we should stay home indefinitely with no proof? Okay, no problem. Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, Napoleon, Kim Jong-un, George Meade, Hermann Goering, all the strong men in history would have given their eye teeth for a weapon like that. So, exactly what was this weapon that conquered the world overnight? It wasn't just that one announcement. No, that was only the trigger. That was just the final evidence of the single most extensive manifestation of power the world has ever seen. The actual weapon was the setup. The years of organized media, nonstop conditioning, and germophobic programming, repeating the same false messages over and over, so many times that people believe them implicitly without question, that germs are the cause of disease, that they can spread across oceans and entire countries in a couple of days, that COVID was a new disease, that it was a lethal epidemic, and that a government can cure an epidemic. By sheer repetition, these lies have become part of conventional wisdom today among our benighted majority. Now, all that was bad enough, but the worst lie of all was that, unlike any disease in human history, this disease is not going away, that it's a permanent threat, that COVID is supposedly exempt from the law of herd immunity. To instill a radical belief like that requires an unprecedented level of doltish gullibility among the population, defying not only basic education, but common sense itself. We got our first clue about the agenda to showcase COVID as an indestructible disease way back in April, when grocery stores started putting one-way arrows in the aisles and permanent plexiglass screens. Remember? Didn't you think that was odd? We'd never seen anything like that before. Why didn't we say anything? Why weren't we suspicious about this obvious setup for a long-term threat? It didn't make any sense. I mean, we have the flu season every year, and COVID is no more serious than the flu. Same exact symptoms and severity. And at that time, COVID hadn't been around any longer than a regular seasonal flu. So, what was so special about this disease? Why did the entire country suddenly have to set up permanent germophobic safeguards so early in the pageant? Obviously, this was a new agenda, a long time coming. There was power behind it. Somebody had gone to a lot of trouble preparing for it. As diseases go, there's really only one thing unique about COVID. Its existence and persistence were co-opted by government right from the get-go. The bureaucrats saw a rare opportunity to enhance their position practically overnight. But first, they had to defy a universal law of science, herd immunity. Every disease since Adam and Eve must follow the principles of herd immunity. Here's the sequence. A disease appears among a population. The weak succumb. The strong survive by creating resistance, antibodies, immunoglobulins. And the disease adapts at the same time the population adapts. Both the popular immunity and the disease mutate until neither is a threat to the other. That's called herd immunity, or evolution, the only way mankind has survived all this time through every single disease. Now, anyone with high school biology knows these principles. It's the most fundamental introduction to human physiology. COVID is the first disease in history that supposedly doesn't follow herd immunity, or so they would have us believe. So now, in defiance of all known science, we're going to believe these newsreaders with no credentials that suddenly here's this new disease that confounds all historical tenets of immunology and, in addition, is going to be the first permanent threat to the human race. A disease that resists mutation throughout the world, to which we cannot adapt even after 6 months. Because they say so? This is precisely what the people you see walking down the street by themselves with face masks, this is what they are representing to believe. They are saying, I have no science, I cannot read, I cannot think logically, I believe what any silly bureaucrat tells me, and I will obey whatever they say for as long as they wish. You want me to believe there is some indestructible microbes floating in the air, a virus that has never been isolated in humans? And if I inhale this virus, it can cause a mild disease, which may kill me. And this bug has been floating around the entire US for 6 months, completely unchanged. And Americans cannot adapt to it because it's permanent. Oh, okay, that sounds reasonable. That's what the masked zombies walking through your neighborhood are representing. They refuse to question it because it's now become their religion. Your note number 12. And no believer questions the tenets of his faith, right? Now, it took decades to stultify the American public into believing notions like this, ideas that would have defied common sense just a few years ago. The retrograde conditioning and deprogramming of the natural intelligence of an entire nation, that was no mean feat. It took years of consistency and repetition and common core across all forms of media. Have you noticed that herd immunity has been a forbidden topic throughout corporate media since the beginning of COVID? That's because the vaccine industry co-opted the term decades ago, pretending like herd immunity is something conferred by vaccines, which is impossible. Herd immunity has nothing to do with vaccines. Herd immunity only involves diseases running their natural course through a population. Your note number 13. But just watch. If a COVID vaccine ever becomes available, the term will suddenly be magically resurrected. You may have seen our videos which summarize the basic science behind disease and germs that show how COVID violates every single principle of that science. Here's a quick review. Our first video was $5,000 reward for proof of COVID diagnosis. In this video, we were offering $5,000 to anyone who had been diagnosed with COVID who could come up with scientific evidence of that diagnosis. After tens of thousands of people have seen that video, no one has come forward, not one person. Now, there are only 5 tests for COVID, only 5. By symptoms only, the PCR test, the antibody tests, the hospital test kits, and the on-site tests. They are all unapproved and undiagnostic, according to CDC. They are completely unscientific and don't prove that anyone has COVID. Other ridiculous examples we've seen are when you walk into a store and they hold some thermometer 6 inches from your forehead. What is that testing? Or the dozens and dozens of people who have been killed in motorcycle accidents who, when taken to the morgue, are then tested for COVID. And if the test comes up positive, the cause of death on their death certificate is COVID. And then the numbers of people who have made an appointment for a COVID test and they were no shows. They never even showed up for the appointment, right? And a week later, they get the message that their COVID test was positive. Hundreds and thousands of people like that. These are some of the things we discuss in that first video. Our next video was The Germ Theory, the New State Religion. In this video, we show how media control has replaced science with superstition by repeating the same lies all day long. There's a novel virus, it causes a disease, face masks can't protect you until a vaccine is invented. You know the story. And let's not forget, this was the first time in human history that a government decided to quarantine the healthy rather than the infected for a disease never proven to exist. When the Amish were asked recently why none of them has COVID, their response was, "We don't have TV." Our next video was what we have just done with our children. This hoax has stolen our children's spring and summer this year. It's ruined some of the happiest days of their lives. It's destroyed normal child development, which is dependent on interaction with friends and peers. It's turned them into functional germophobes, even more addicted to their electronic games. COVID became a political football for teachers' unions. Obviously, they don't care about children or the devastating effects of the lockdown. They seem to care only about serving themselves and their party. For example, LA teachers refused to go back to school unless the city defunded the police. So they won, and that's why there's no school in LA. Most teachers are pretending that online courses are equivalent to live classes. Hardly. In the past 6 months, reading, writing, and math skills across the board have dropped more than 50% overall. That's your note, number 9. And that lag is ongoing with the experimental online participation in force now in most states. But by closing the schools, teachers didn't reckon on some unanticipated consequences here. Parents may ask, what's the use in going to school if kids can get the same education online? The next danger is when they find out what a clear-cut superiority homeschool curricula have over our frantic teachers scrambling now to slap something together overnight, trying to reinvent the wheel, just so they can stay at home. Homeschool has mastered the online education medium years ago. Our next video was face mask exemption, face mask science. Face masks today are nothing more than religious badges signifying that we are members of the germ theory cult. Anyone who disagrees is ostracized, even punished. Face masks unequivocally block oxygen intake and CO2 expulsion. They can't prevent infection. The real science shows just the opposite. Masks promote infection and respiratory disease. This video summarizes the junk science behind face masks. Finally, our last video was called Positive Tests Are Not COVID Cases, in which we exposed media's trick of calling every positive test a confirmed case of COVID. Then how they use these fraudulent daily figures to justify the never-ending lockdown and the insistence on the superstitious face masks. That's how they block the return to normal right before 4th of July weekend. Remember? So once again, let's not forget, there is no new disease. A new disease would have resulted in the sudden appearance of numbers of sick people who would otherwise never have been sick, or numbers of new deaths of people who would otherwise not have died. We have neither. We have the same number of sick people this year as every year, and the same number of deaths this year as every year. I mean, just ask yourself, do you know anyone who's been sick with COVID? Where is this epidemic? So the undeniable conclusion then is this government has created a new disease that is 100% fake, and in 1 month shut down the entire world. There is no new virus. It's never been isolated in a human, only in a few laboratories. There's no proof that all COVID cases have the same virus. There's no proof that the entire COVID phenomenon isn't simply a recategorization of cases of regular seasonal flu. So why won't they let COVID die? Here are four groups who benefit from prolonging this illusion indefinitely. First of all, corporations benefit from COVID being prolonged. You've heard the quote, retail spending is now at an all-time high, which is true. But that extra money is going to online companies like Amazon, not to retail stores. Amazon, for example, their profits have increased over $58 billion since the beginning of COVID. So all this money for retail sales, it's not going to stores. So this is why corporate media like Jeff Bezos, The Washington Post, does everything possible to prolong the myth of COVID. They are profiting. With retail stores closed, millions of store employees are still out of work, adding to the 14% unemployment. Corporations do not care. They are profiting by the prolonged COVID illusion. Number two, by now, the bureaucrats, federal, state, and local, are locked into COVID. They can't get out of it. Most of them don't want out of it because of the unimaginable new power it has given them to control people. The fact that it has tanked the economy and destroyed the livelihoods of millions of working people who were never interested in becoming welfare parasites, none of that matters to them. Thirdly, the election. Both sides now need COVID to persist. The left benefits from COVID by masks and distancing are an excuse for no conventions, no debates. Their candidate can barely speak. He can hardly campaign. So the left needs COVID to maintain lockdown. Have you ever noticed that in all Democrat videos, the people are always masked? They need COVID to hide their candidate. Their candidate has said repeatedly that if elected, he will maintain face masks permanently. Now, with the right, President Trump doesn't seem like he ever believed in COVID from the beginning, but it's too late now. The majority of people believe in COVID, so he can't alienate the electorate. So the right needs COVID to persist so that they'll have something to save us from. Plus, the president is now also locked into the whole vaccine mythology as well. The COVID myth provides an opportunity to end it, to clinch the election. At this time, COVID is not so much a disease as it is a political football. in that September 3rd speech in Pennsylvania that we mentioned above, the president actually said that COVID has now become mainly political. Once the bureaucrats assumed control, science and common sense left the building. The fourth group is obviously the vaccine industry. COVID has served to pre-market the COVID vaccine. As you know, many companies and politicians have been making unrealistic predictions about a delivery date. Less so now as the election date draws near. A couple weeks ago, Johns Hopkins came out and said that a COVID vaccine may not be available until the end of 2021. That's your note number 5. Normally, it takes 2 to 7 years to bring a new vaccine to market. Even the Washington Post is saying the vaccine, quote, may not work. That's your note number 4, which is true.
So that probably explains why, at the present time, 38% of the population has said that they would not get the COVID vaccine.
So here are some problems with the coming vaccine. At present, 7 COVID vaccines are in phase 3 trials. None has been approved yet. That's your note number 3. When we talk about phases of vaccine production, phase 1 is when you test a vaccine on a few people. Phase 2 is when you test it on hundreds of people. And phase 3 is when you test a new vaccine on thousands of people. So the difficulty there is always to find some third world that you can convince to try this experimental and completely unknown new vaccine. So you've probably heard the new vaccine program is called Operation Warp Speed. What a frightening name for a program to deliver a brand new, untested vaccine to an entire population of people. Anyway, the government has allotted $9.5 billion so far. That's your note number 4. So here are some of these 7 vaccines currently in phase 3. We allotted $1.2 billion in May to the AstraZeneca vaccine, which uses chimpanzee virus as a carrier protein. Another company is Moderna, which is a brand new company which has never produced a vaccine. They are using an experimental messenger RNA method. But that's okay. In April, Fauci gave them $483 million anyway. 80% of people tested so far with Moderna have had side effects. We also gave $2 billion to Pfizer for 100 million doses of a non-existent vaccine. That's your note number 2. Then in March, we gave $456 million to Johnson & Johnson for their vaccine. And finally, $628 million went to Emergent BioSolutions. You can see the details of all these companies in your note number 2. But the goal here is to deliver 300 million doses by January 1st. By this time, it's pretty evident that that is impossible. Your note number 3. So vaccines have become a political football. Peter Marks of the FDA has said that they might release early, even with incomplete proof, under something called the Emergency Use Authorization, if they have sufficient data on, quote, safety and efficacy. So this is completely ridiculous. First of all, why would they release early? If they have sufficient data on safety and efficacy, they could approve the vaccine. So that's ridiculous. The second thing that's completely ludicrous here is that never has any vaccine been tested for safety. The proof for that is your note number 10, where HHS admitted in New York court last year that there has never been safety testing performed on any vaccine. So all media tell the same lie, saying that the FDA will only approve a vaccine if it has been tested, proven to be safe and effective. Like I said, no safety studies have ever been completed on any vaccine. Look at your note number 10. In addition to that, all sorts of corners are being cut here. They've been working on a SARS vaccine unsuccessfully for 10 years. And suddenly some of these failed formulas are being trotted out of storage for tweakage, right? Manufacturers are calling the disease SARS-CoV-2. They're pretending it's a version of SARS for which they failed to produce a vaccine. Most of the new COVID vaccines are trying out wildly experimental gene splicing techniques whose viability is theoretical at best. Some are borrowing a gene fragment from the failed SARS vaccine, betting on its success, that it would save months or years if the gene fragment hypothesis should magically begin to work all of a sudden after 10 years of failure. Most of these candidates are skipping one of the most important portions of traditional vaccine trials, animal studies. Without them, any vaccine becomes an experiment on the live human population.
In other words, we become the lab rats.
But media is denying the shortcuts. For example, ridiculous lies from Bezos' Washington Post, quote, "No steps are being skipped," unquote, your note number 4.
Or another example, yesterday, White House press secretary was assuring everyone that no corners were being cut and quoting CDC's Steve Hahn and Tony Fauci to that effect. That is a deliberate and blatant misstatement of fact. Your note number 14.
These simple facts are verboten from the everyday corporate narrative. Their constant message, parroted by both parties, is, quote, "Pretty soon, it's almost here, it will save us from the dread COVID plague," etc. COVID must be prolonged at any cost in order to justify the $9.5 billion outlay for vaccines. I mean, if COVID disappeared all of a sudden, why would we need all these vaccines? We wouldn't. So we have to keep inflating and manipulating the COVID numbers day by day, state by state, for a disease that doesn't exist. Now, all the above is only problematic if the vaccines are made mandatory, if they are forced on perfectly healthy people for diseases they don't have, diseases that may not even exist. But if we can opt out of vaccines, well, then they will become simply another Darwinian selection factor. For further details on the coming vaccine, please see our August newsletter at thedoctorwithin.com. So the whole thing is happening exactly as I predicted a few months ago, that they manipulate the daily numbers, which are now falling in most states. For example, on August 18th, President Trump came out and said, quote, 87% of counties in the U.S. report steeply declining cases last week, unquote.
Then, on September 3rd, in Pennsylvania, he said that there was an overall 28% decline across the country. He didn't cite any sources, but it's obvious these numbers are accurate in some database.
So here we have the situation where the government is trying to take credit for curing a disease they themselves invented, right? A disease that is disappearing no matter how hard they try to keep it going. This mild disease is fading away. So why the permanent face masks, distancing, and plexiglass? Face masks must continue because they are the most tangible signs of acquiescence to power. Now, in our face mask video, you might have seen where we talk about the size of the COVID virus. The COVID virus is only 70 nanometers. The average mesh opening in a face mask is 1.29 millimeters. So if you do the math, you know, 1 billion nanometers in a meter, go through all the math, it turns out that it's just as easy for a COVID virus to penetrate your face mask as it would be for you to paddle your kayak underneath a bridge that is 12 times longer than the Golden Gate. See the face mask video for all that math. Please refer to our video on face mask exemptions. So then, if that's true, why the continuing lockdown? For all the above reasons: to maintain power, for the election, and to market the coming vaccine. So let's look at some current figures here. More than 70 million Americans have been tested. Supposedly 9% of them are positive. But only 1% of those positives ever get sick. And even of those who do, only 1% of them ever need treatment. Why? Because there is no treatment. None is needed because it's not a serious disease. It's just like the flu. It's a mild, self-limiting disease. Supposedly, there have been 170,000 deaths from COVID, but even if you accept those numbers, over 98% of those deaths have occurred in people who are over 65. All these reported numbers may be inflated by as much as 50%. All the fake positives, the fake death certificates. So for further details on these figures, please see the video, Positive Tests Are Not COVID Cases. Way back in 1970, we had the Hong Kong flu go through the United States. There were supposedly 100,000 deaths at that time. So what did the government do to manage that epidemic? Nothing, not one thing. There was no lockdown, there were no face masks, there was no vaccine, there was nothing. And what happened with Hong Kong flu? Exactly the same thing that happens to every other epidemic, every other disease in the history of mankind. It went away. So here's what we must remember. Government cannot possibly cure an epidemic. They can only create or prolong one. Did you ever get the feeling that we might be missing something here? Something that's right in front of us? Something besides the obvious lies and delusions? Something that's imperceptibly transforming the entire social order? And it's so profound, so all-encompassing, that we're not consciously aware of it. But yet, it's altering the entire human experience forever. And do you ever get this vague sense of foreboding, like we just lost something that we're not getting back? 6 months of propaganda has produced the greatest political capital of all time, a collective ignorance locked in place by a deep-seated germophobia. That mass ignorance is now a powerful commodity,
a tool,
which may be used to sell any malevolent agenda they can come up with in the future. now that they know they can lock down the whole world at their merest whim. What we've witnessed now since March is a nation of people who have become supremely weak-willed, suggestible, and too lazy to take a close look at the lame religion that has just been sold to them by liars who are not even clever, tricksters who aren't even slick. It seems the majority no longer value the most precious gift America ever had to offer, personal freedom. Healthy people are now willing to risk their health at the silliest germophobic suggestion from the most unschooled of non-experts. You think King James would have eventually felt sorry for us and would have just handed us our independence out of his own generosity? Guess again. 4 o'clock would be our tea time, and our breakfast toast would only be done on one side. But even America can't ignore the universal law that we must lose what we do not value. So for the last time now, when will COVID end? It will continue as long as we're dumb enough to believe that COVID exists at all and that it's an eternal threat. It will only end when we end it, my friends. When we finally do our homework, rip off that stupid mask, throw it down, and take our life back.
So thanks for listening here at The Doctor Within. Feel free to download and share this video before it disappears, right? And thank you for your kind attention.